Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
What's good, Internet? This is your host, Austin Walker, and I am breaking from our usual format for just a minute to share a podcast project from our colleagues and friends in the Vice Audio team. It's a new show called The Distance, Daily Dispatch, which features super short first-person stories from all over the world, which let us hear what's going on inside of people's lives during this time. In many cases, these stories come right from someone's voice memo app to our ears. Obviously, for all of us here at Waypoint, and for many of you, I'm guessing, games have been a saving grace during this time of social distancing and isolation. But there are more than just video games, and for live-action role players, people who get together physically to perform a sort of rules-guided improv, COVID-19 actually means that playing their favorite types of games requires a little bit more ingenuity. One such LARPer, Garrett from Germany, sent The Distance a dispatch, which I'm going to include for you right after this message before getting back to our regularly scheduled episode of Waypoint Radio. I hope you enjoy it, and if you do like what you hear and you want to hear more from The Distance, you can get it anywhere that you get Waypoint Radio and the rest of your podcasts. A new episode of The Distance comes out daily, and each one is under 5 minutes. Listen, subscribe, and share it with anyone else who is looking for a little extra entertainment and insight and connection in these difficult times. Peace.
Hello, my name is Gerrit Reininghaus from Germany, and I'm a LARP enthusiast. LARP stands for Live Action Role Playing, and those who have heard of the term usually think of like people dressing up like hobbits and elves and orcs and running in the forest with fake swords and replaying stories like Lord of the Rings. But LARP can be much more. It can be about drama and emotions and very similar to chamber theater, I would say. But LARP in these times, for our community, those who love to do LARP, is problematic, and many events have been cancelled due to social distancing. So the idea of LAROC, LAROC stands for Live Action Online Game, has become more and more popular. So it's interesting that for me, live action online games are, especially in this crisis, a way to move closer together and create something in a world in which we don't live in isolation, but where we can hug each other and be with each other and cheer and all these different things. But now we do that virtually, we do that online, and it works nearly equally as well, at least for me. And I'm so grateful that there's a community out there doing that together with me. One game which I wrote is about putting makeup on together. So we use the camera from our video call as a mirror, and we put makeup on together and pretend that we are actors ready to go on stage for the biggest play in our life. Oh, Red, that looks nice. Yeah, you're getting ready for your eyes. Can you borrow that to me?
Yes. Yeah. It's primer for your eyelids that makes the eyeshadow go on better.
Kind of just smooths everything out.
Are you a black swan? Mm.
Oh, our black swan is big. I like it.
I do.
This can last like for 30, 40 minutes. It's not much longer. And we talk about the play, about our relationships, about what has brought us to this place, and maybe what we do after show.
Ready for the cry?
Ready for the cry.
One, two, three. raging swans. Let's get out there and break some hearts.